Hey guys, thank you for tuning in. It's Friday, so we have a Friday message for everyone. And Indira is going to talk a little bit about what the planetary things.
So this is being aired on April the 5th. And first of all, on Monday the 25th, we started eclipse season. And we had a lunar eclipse. I think it was a partial lunar eclipse. And then on Tuesday, April 9th, we're going to have a total solar eclipse. I think that's how it's working. And effective April 1st, Monday, April 1st, we went into Mercury in retrograde. We've been in the pre-shadow for a couple of weeks. I think it's like 2 weeks of pre-shadow. And then it lasts until the 25th of April, which is basically the entire month. And then
Oh
we
my
have 2 weeks
gosh.
of post-shadow, right? So, and the reason I bring this up is because many people who do this work, including shamans, have the deep understanding that we literally contain within our bodies the same matter that planets and star systems are made of. We have carbon within us. They are made of that. They have, we have, you know, we've got all of it inside of our bodies. And it is just foolish to believe that we are not somehow affected by planetary events. And so I want to say, so Mercury in retrograde, Mercury is the ruler of communication. And if you are a Virgo, Mercury is our planet. And so it especially affects Virgos, unless you're one of the rare ones like me, that you were born in a Mercury in retrograde, which I was. So it feels like home to me, which is weird because it does affect, you know, it tends to affect Virgos a little bit stronger, but it affects the entire world. So when I say communication, I mean personal communication. People may start to irritate you and you may like lash out at them. I mean, electronics, email, text messaging, all of that kind of stuff. Even microphones could stop working. Your earbuds may stop working. Just anything could potentially, and not completely stop working, but just be super disrupted. And so this is a really good time to take care of ourselves. An eclipse season, Mercury in retrograde alone is a really good time to slow down and take care of yourself and take that deep breath before speaking. So you don't have miscommunication between you and your boss, the people that you love, the people that you don't necessarily love, but don't want to get into a fight with, you know, they're just all of it. But then when we get into eclipses bring forth those things that need light brought into them. So they're like shadowy parts that need light brought into them. And the interesting thing about these two eclipses are that anything that we were dealing with in April of 2023 and anything we were dealing with in October of 2023 are what's going to come back to light. So take a little time to check your calendar, check some of your posts, that kind of thing, to see what you were dealing with at that time. If you have a journal that you date, you know, that kind of, I know what I was dealing with in October. That absolutely has come up for me. I don't remember what I was dealing with in April, but we'll learn, won't we? So, and it's just a really good time to like stop, take that breath before you speak, before you text. And it is also a really good time to go within and to kind of stay in that self-contained, this is all I can control. And so I'm going to spend a lot of time in the solitude. I'm going to spend a lot of time within myself. And I'm going to be doing a lot of nurturing. What I love is that the message that will come out on the 9th from Christy talks about that loving aspect too. So you'll get, even though that is the end of the eclipse season, if you will, it's just got those great messages, and you could perhaps begin to practice. Because I asked her, the last question I asked her was if you could give one message to the collective, one message that could help us the most, what could it be? And I can't wait for you guys to find out. And that would be a really great day to start practicing that.
Very
So,
good.
yeah. So, do you want to do your Friday message?
Well, I want to say something to the people who think
Please.
all this is woo-woo, you know? I mean, when you said like we're made of stardust and to think that's foolish, or, you know, to believe that we would not be affected by it. Just think of it, if that's not convincing enough for you, just think of it, you know, ebb and flow, the ocean, just the moon alone can move a whole ocean.
An entire okay? ocean.
An yeah. entire ocean. And our bodies are what, made 90% of water. So, I mean, there is no way that we would not be affected by anything that's going on out there in the universe. So just think of it that way.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So my Friday message is, I pulled a card and I got the Medicine Guardian. It also says, be open to healing information. So really what I'm hearing with that is, we're going through such a shift right now where even those alien beings that we just talk to, everybody wants to help us heal and heal the planet and heal ourselves and help us heal others. It's all about healing and, you know, being not better than others, but better than we were before. So just be open for healing information. It can be physical healing. It could be healing about your mental challenges, and it, not challenging as in, how do I say that? Like your mental health, mm-hmm. in basically your mental health. Mm-hmm. So be open to that. And by challenges, I meant like maybe some depression or some anxiety mm-hmm. that you're dealing with. Just be open to receive the information for healing. Be open to receive information or messages about matters of the heart. Okay, so maybe you need to heal your heart chakra from trauma or from just a broken heart. So just know and be open to receiving messages from the universe, from others about your healing. Something will come for you that lets you know how to be better than before, how to heal, how to raise your vibration, and just heal. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's my message.
Thank you. So I'm going to piggyback on that. The card that I pulled was about angelic frequency and angelic connection. And the words that stuck out were potent connection. And there's a saying that you have everything you need within you. And what a lot of people tend to believe is that we are separate from the angels. We're separate from the ascended masters. We're separate from our source, and we're separate from each other. And in reality, we are deeply, deeply connected, and all aspects of those beings reside within our frequencies, within our hearts. And so if you ever feel disconnected, remind yourself that that feeling is a lie. It is a lie. You are never alone. You always have that connection, and all you need to do is close your eyes, take a deep breath, go into your heart center, and ask the angels, your archangel, your angels, your ascended masters, whomever, even God, if you believe in a higher power, source, energy, creator, just ask that energy to let you feel that connection, or to give you some kind of a sign that they are there and that they're guiding you, they're protecting you, and they're connected to you. And ask them what you need to do to maybe heal that heart, that broken heart, or heal that body, or heal that mind. Just what, tell me that first step that I need to do. Just that first step. Where do you want me to go with it? How do you want me to handle it? And then take that first step, but know that their connection is never, ever separated from you. They are never separated from you. They are omnipresent, which means that they are always present. And they are omniscient. They are always loving us, always helping us feel their presence. So, yeah, that would be my message for today.
Beautiful. Thank you so much.
Thanks. Thanks, everybody, for being here. Cannot wait for the podcast on the 9th to drop.
Yes. It's so exciting. Tune in. Don't forget. Be there.
Yeah. And get your friends to tune in. If anybody's ever wanted to hear from an extraterrestrial being, mm-hmm. now is your chance.
There you go. Yeah. All right. We'll see you then.
Bye, guys.